Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, and I am the host of the award-winning podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. I have daily author interview podcasts, over 1,600 of them that I've recorded over the last 5 years. Hear from all your favorite best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Even if you're too busy to read the books. Moms don't have time to read books. Again, that's Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Listen today.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to the Off Menu Podcast, taking the prawn of conversation, dunking it in the tempura batter of humour, frying it in the oil of the internet until you get a light and crispy podcast batter.
That is Ed Gamble. My name is James Acaster. Together we own a dream restaurant, and every single week we invite in a guest and we ask them their favourite ever start, a main course, dessert, side dish and drink, not in that order. And this week our guest is...
Michelle DeSwart. Michelle DeSwart is an absolutely fantastic stand-up comedian. She acts as well, James. She writes.
Yeah.
She's a multi-hyphenate. She used to be a model. She's done it all. Her new series, Spent, is out now on BBC Two, and I'd imagine you can get it on the iPlayer as well.
Yeah, watch it on both.
Very excited to talk to Michelle about food and what she enjoys. Always like gigging with Michelle. She is a genuinely brilliant stand-up comic.
Yeah.
She has so many bits that I love. Her scented candle bit particularly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's very, very funny.
So we perform it now?
No.
Also, even though we like Michelle, if she says the secret ingredient, an ingredient which we deem to be unacceptable, we will have to kick her out of the dream restaurant. I'm sorry.
That's just how it's going to go. But, yeah. Good luck. She's very authoritative.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
She's going to be the alpha today.
Really?
Yeah. 100%.
I'm going to try and stick up for myself.
Do you think you've ever been the alpha in any situation, James? And I say this as someone who probably hasn't either.
I feel like every episode of this I am. No?
Yeah, that's true, actually. In your head, you're the alpha and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I think that's my whole... If people look at my whole career...
Yeah.
They go, in his head, he's the alpha.
Yeah.
Which is all... That means you are the alpha.
Yeah, that's all that matters,
really. I think that means you are the alpha.
So, unfortunately, we might have to try and kick Michelle out if she says the secret ingredient, which we have pre-decided upon. And we're going with calling it just the shredded white
stuff. Shredded white stuff.
You sometimes get in like a box of sushi.
In a bowl of sushi. A box of sushi.
Box of sushi, yeah. It's to pad it out, I think. I don't know if you're supposed to eat it. It's very tasteless. Sometimes if no one's watching, I'll dip it in soy sauce and eat it. But then really, I'm just eating soy sauce on some shredded up daikon, I think it is. And I don't mind daikon when it's supposed to be eaten when it's prepared, but when it's just like shredded in sushi, it's getting in the way, man.
Yeah, I've had it before and other things. It's nice. Mm. Shredded daikon alley.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting. So if Michelle says shredded daikon, she is leaving the dream restaurant.
I wonder if Michelle will say shredded daikon.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We'll have to find out.
Do you remember in Willow? Did you watch Willow when you were a kid? The film Willow?
Yeah, I think I did watch Willow when I was a kid.
Cool. I watched it like loads. It's one of the films I watched the most as a kid. I watch it all the time.
Yeah.
and they'd call humans daikinis.
Yeah.
And we used to call each other that.
Yeah.
Me and my brother and sister.
Yeah. Little did you know you were talking about a Japanese radish.
Yeah. I didn't know that one day I would hate.
Yeah.
And I remember the brownie, and they're called the brownies, these like tiny like borrowers.
Mm.
And he's taunting he's like, I stole the baby from you, daikini, while you were having a pee-pee. And we thought that was so funny.
Yeah. But now you love brownies and you hate daikini.
Yeah, exactly. I love eating a brownie.
So will Michelle say that? It's doubtful, but let's chat to her anyway. Looking forward to this one. This is the off-menu menu of Michelle de Swart. Welcome, Michelle, to the Dream Restaurant.
Hiya.
Welcome, Michelle de Swart, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
Thanks.
You look absolutely overawed to be in the Dream Restaurant.
I am, yeah. I'm very happy to be here. Slight energy shift.
Yes, there is. Yeah, absolutely.
Went into this.
Yeah, we have a lot of podcasts are quite chill and they want to be like a sort of regular conversation. What we like to do is shout in our guest's face and put them on edge immediately.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
It's energising.
Yeah.
Well, you've had quite the morning. You lost your AirPods case.
I didn't lose them. I just put the AirPods in and left the case.
But that's like throwing you off. Fair to say?
It is, yeah. The thing is, I do it a lot. And then I've got two sets of AirPods and I'll pick up the other case and I won't have the pods in it. And
yeah,
it's a vibe. Keeps me on my toes.
Why have you got two pairs of AirPods?
Because I got given a pair for free for some promotional BS. And so I'm constantly, not charging up the right one.
You're promoting AirPods?
No, I got them from like Warner Brothers. I was doing some I did a show ages ago and then it was like we were still sort of in lockdown but not really. And they were just like, we want to do this meeting but we want to make sure everything is set up for you. So they sent me a light, they sent me AirPods and they sent me a mic and they sent me everything.
You should have asked for more. You'd be like, I don't have a flat, I need a laptop.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers is sending out stuff. If Warner Brothers are listening, I'd love to have a meeting. Have a meeting with you, send me a bunch of stuff. That'd be great. Have you had a meeting with Warner Brothers, Ed?
Probably. We've all had those pointless meetings, haven't we?
Yeah, actually.
I remember you telling me that you went out to LA and just had loads of really good meetings.
Loads of good meetings.
Yeah,
really.
Amazing meetings.
Yeah,
it's cool to hear what Ed says to like other acts who I've not met.
Yeah.
Because me and Michelle met for the first time.
We've met before.
We haven't met before.
Yeah, we have.
I haven't met you.
Yeah, we have. We've met. Do you want me to tell you where?
Yeah,
did Clapham Grand. That's where we met, actually.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
We met at Clapham Grand. Bullshit. Yeah. We met there probably about a year ago.
Mm.
And I said that I feel like you are the sort of person that, like, if I love Seinfeld, right? And I feel like if there was an episode of Seinfeld where, like, Kramer was really worried about his cousin coming from England and he didn't think he had anything in common with him, and then the cousin turned up and it was you, and he spent the whole episode being like, I just can't relate to him. And Jerry and George and everyone else was like, what do you mean? It's like, that's you. You are he's the British you.
That is perfect casting for a start.
Yeah.
And an absolutely bang-on Seinfeld storyline.
Yeah.
That happen.
You was also wearing a funky shirt, and then you did, because we just met, you went, why would you say this to me when I'm about to go on stage? And then that was our meeting.
Yeah. I remember meeting
I said, have a good set.
The last thing you want to do is a stand-up.
I remember this.
You don't want to be compared to Kramer before you go on and do a stand-up.
Not Kramer. So. Kramer's long-lost cousin.
Right.
That's
what's in your head,
that's what's in your head. You're about to walk on. And someone who used to be a professional model goes, you look like Kramer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you walk on.
Yeah. Have a good set doing new material. You're going to crush it.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay and watch. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Do you know what as well? I think you went straight on stage and then dropped your mic.
Yeah.
So, it was vibes.
Yeah, I think I did.
Deliberately, or?
No, in Kramer fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Coming through the door.
Michelle was him.
Yeah, he went to catch it and dropped it.
It
was wicked.
Yeah, totally in your head.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
I definitely went on, threw it in the air.
Yeah, and dropped
it. Tried to catch it, dropped it.
Yeah.
Started my set.
So how do you not remember that you've met Michelle before?
Well, I do
because
now.
This sounds quite eventful.
Yeah, I know. Well, clearly what had happened is I'd just got to the venue just in time. I was about to go on. Someone I'd never met. Absolutely got in my head. I went on and dropped my mic. My brain has clearly tried to wipe this from my mind.
Yeah. You know what? When I watched it, I went, see, that's a proper Kramer move, that.
Yeah.
That's proper.
Yeah.
Solid.
I mean, that didn't help.
Yeah.
Probably didn't help me think, oh, fuck, I just dropped the mic just like Kramer. Yeah. Actually, that's not what Kramer would do on stage, and I'm glad.
Yeah,
I'm glad that I didn't go that way.
Well, this is why I said long lost cousin.
Yeah, yeah, a long lost cousin.
That's what I was hinting at earlier, but I just thought I'd let it ride out.
Yeah, yeah. How did you do at that gig? I got there late.
It was all right. I was a little bit, like, I was in a bit of a weird headspace last year because I was writing the show, but I was still at gigs. But I was like writing in the day and then tanking in night. So,
you're writing Spent.
Yes, yes.
Your series on BBC, right?
Yeah, BBC Two.
Exciting.
Exciting times.
What can you tell the listeners about it?
Please watch it.
Okay.
Keeping it mysterious. I like that.
Yeah.
Very detailed about a fictitious Seinfeld storyline. But when it comes to your own real life sitcom, absolutely cards are the best.
It's a drama comedy about Mia, who's like a model whose career's over, and she's like, moved back to London. She's homeless, but she's trying to, you know, front it out like she isn't. But she's got all these sort of airs and graces and bougie ways, and so comedy ensues.
How much is drawn from your real life?
Very loosely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you were a model, right?
I was a model. And I did move back here in 2019 with fuck all to show for my years of fashion.
So quite a lot's gone into
it, really.
It sounds pretty much exactly.
Is there an episode where you meet a stand-up comedian who looks a lot like Kramer?
No.
Maybe, and you get in his head and he drops a microphone?
No, yeah. Season 2.
Season 2, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
If anyone else gets that part, I'm going
to
be going.
Oh, man, please give it to Kramer.
Also, we have a description here of the show, and very rare that a description of a show in 2024 has the phrase highfalutin in it. It says, she may have a highfalutin attitude.
Wow.
That makes me want to watch the show immediately.
Does it?
If there's language like that knocking around.
Yeah.
Highfalutin.
Is highfalutin up there with, like, zany? Is it just in one of them words you don't hear loads, but, like, you should?
Highfalutin to me, I imagine, like, a cowboy saying it, or, like, someone in the Old West being like,
highfalutin.
Oh, you come around here with your highfalutin attitude. Like that.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah. Season 2, if you want to put an American character into it.
Ed Gamble. Well, you have to change his name a little bit.
A woman from the Old West.
Ed's American cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. You could just get loads of comedians playing their own cousins.
Yes. I like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you are the first professional model we've had on the podcast, and it's a food podcast. So it's quite exciting because we haven't heard someone from that world talk about food. How much, when you're a professional model, are you thinking about what you're eating every day?
Do you know what? I mean, I haven't modelled for nearly a decade now, but a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because you can't. So that's all you're thinking about.
Yeah.
And also, like, you would do shows, like in, let's say you're in Milan, right, and you're doing Versace, mm-hmm. and you're at the Versace house in Milan, and they have this amazing spread. And this is, like, when I was modelling, it was before, like, the body positivity movement. So you were just, you know what I mean, two eyeballs floating around. Uh-huh. They would do this massive spread, and you couldn't touch it, and it was like some fucked up psychological torture because you were like hungry, but if you went near the table, someone would look at you like, you really gonna do that? And you'd think, no, I'm not. And you just put the tiny block of cheese back down and
that is awful.
Float back to your sheer dress hanging up, smoke some fags.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That does sound like hell. Why would they put it out there?
Yeah,
why would they let it all out?
Because they want to give the illusion that you can eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want to show that
they're like
looking after you and putting a spread on and stuff.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
The secret rule is no one's eating. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like how, like, hear about companies who say, like, you know what, you can all just go home whenever you like today.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
yeah.
Going home at 4 o'clock, are you?
Yeah, yeah. We've got a games room. No, you don't.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyone goes in the games room, they're fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess legally they would have to feed you.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you'd do jobs and they wouldn't feed you at all. And you'd just be, you know, some model would like bring out a couple of fluffy raisins from her pocket and everyone would huzzle around and be like, give me one. Yeah.
Have you seen Triangle of Sadness?
Yeah. Spot on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you think you'd do on the island?
If we're jumping straight to the island.
For people who don't know.
Quite a lot happens in between.
What?
Yeah.
What are we talking about? We always start with Still a Sparkling Water, Michelle.
Yeah. Oh, is that enough? I thought you was going to give it to me.
Well, there is some Star Wars.
We're going to give you none of this.
Right.
You're getting none of this. This is like even worse than being at the Versace house. We're going to make you talk about the food and you can't even see it.
Oh, no, that's about right. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll have... I'd have tap water, but I do like sparkling water, but I'm trying to sort of phase it out. It erodes your teeth, apparently.
I've heard this, but that can't be true, can it?
Yeah, it's true.
What, it erodes your teeth like acid?
Yeah.
Then weren't they using it in, like, construction and stuff? Weren't they pouring...
Because they could just use acid.
It's cheaper. Evian's, sparkling...
Sparkling water.
Perrier, if you want to demolish
a little Pellegrino. No.
Just pour a Pellegrino around the foundations of a building. You could probably destroy it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's cheaper.
I'd say tap water, please.
Which tap?
Well, hot, obviously.
The hot tap?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Keep it fun and exciting. No, I'd say tap water if I was, like, having a dinner. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, still.
I actually don't know what you mean.
Well, still water.
You would like, but do it tap or still?
Still water from a bottle, please.
Oh, from a bottle.
Do you have a preferred brand? And don't worry about sounding highfalutin.
You can.
A glass bottle's nice though. It tastes different, doesn't it?
It's a lovely thing. It feels fancy having a glass bottle.
It does, right?
The weight of the glass bottle.
But just tastes the water better. Tastes different, doesn't it?
Tastes better.
It does taste better. How do you feel about the new revolution with canned water?
It takes a bit of getting used to.
It does.
Yeah, but I think there's something nice about being at a festival and having a can that looks like a beer and feeling like you're participating, but you're drinking water.
Yeah, and you've got a secret that you're actually hydrating.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Being like, hey, we're all friends, aren't we? And then in the back of my mind thinking, your skin's going to look fucked up tomorrow to all your friends.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Everyone's like, should we have another one? You're like, yeah,
I don't like liquid death.
Do you water. Not? Do you not like the concept or do you not like the taste?
The taste is fine. The branding and stuff, I'm like, what are we doing here?
It's to trick the kids into drinking water. It's pretty genius. That's what all the Gen Zs love. They can't get enough of it.
Well, really? Then call me Gen Z because I love Liquid Death.
Yeah.
It's obviously the branding is so up my street.
Yeah, he loves metal.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's perfect. And they do a sparkling one with lime, a lime flavored sparkling one, which is so good. I love it. And I like that there's the size of cans of lager. Near that. You don't want to go near that?
When that's sparkling and it's got lime.
Like, yes. But you know, like a hint of, I'm like, just have a Coke.
No, I don't mind it. I need more than a hint, I'll be honest, fruit wise,
right,
in sparkling water. Because sometimes. My wife brought back a can of La Croix the other day.
Yeah, that's right? Decent.
No, it's not. There's not enough of... That's a hint. That's like someone's just whispered the word raspberry into some water.
But it sounds like you just want like a soda, like a fizzy drink, a Tango.
I do like Tango, yes. But I do also enjoy something that's clearly sparkling water, but with more than a hint or a whisper of the citrus.
You sound fun.
Look, I've got to get specific about these things.
Yeah.
And sometimes a Tango's too much for me.
Right.
So what level are you talking?
More than a hint.
Yeah.
Less than an implication.
Right. A squeeze? Would you add your own, like, citrus, let's say? Would you add your own lemon
I would do if I've got time, but I'm a busy guy, you know?
Right.
Sometimes it's good to just get it in the can already.
On the go.
On the go.
Right.
Citrus on the go.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're not busy.
What? I'm busy.
What are you doing?
I'm doing a podcast right now. Do you think I've got time to squeeze a lemon right now? No, I'm talking to Michelle DeSwart.
That's a good point. Guess you've not got time to squeeze a lemon right now. Benito's just told us that we've been sent a load of liquid death.
I'll be taking that home.
Yeah, Ed will be taking it home, and I guess I should apologise. I said, sorry, liquid death, I didn't know you were so generous to us before I slugged you off. Pop-lums or bread? Pop-lums or bread, Michelle DeSwart? Pop-lums or bread?
I think I'll go for a poppadom.
You thought you were going to scare Michelle?
Yeah.
After the first 15 minutes of conversation, you thought Michelle was going to be fazed by anything you did?
Thought maybe I'll get her. No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely just... didn't even blink. Just looked at me.
I'll go for a poppadom.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I'd get it if it's like a complimentary poppadom, yeah.
Yeah.
Or I'd have bread, because that's... It's bread, innit? Bread with butter.
Yeah.
But poppadom's complimentary, yeah.
Sorry, it's
but
bread, innit? Bread with butter. What are you talking about?
Bread with butter, innit?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
If I was going to pay for it and order it, I would order bread. But if poppadoms came to the table complimentary, I'd be like, this is lovely. What a touch. Can I have all the dips, please?
In that case, do you want it that pop it onto all the dips comes complimentary, but you can also buy bread and butter.
Those are my choices, and it's both of them depending on the situation.
Okay, we'll tell you the situation. What? You're not paying for this.
Oh, sweet. Can I have both?
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. You can.
Yeah, you can have both.
Do you want us to? Do you want loads of sort of new models in the corner when this is all being brought out, having to watch you eat all of it?
Yeah. I'll crush up all the poppadoms in my hand and then just chuck them at them. Make it rain, bitches. Yeah. Soon you can start a life of comedy and eat whatever you want, but until then...
When you were screwing it up and throwing it at them, you went with Make It Rain, Bitches. I was imagining you, like, feeding ducks.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I went with.
That's nice.
Yeah, rather than Make It Rain, Bitches.
Cool.
I wouldn't imagine them, from what you said earlier about people gathering around the fluffy raisins. I think it'd be more like... It's more like throwing it into like a cage of wasps, like, and just them going nuts trying to eat it all out the sky.
A cage of wasps?
Yeah.
When have you ever seen a cage of wasps? I'll tell you what the problem is.
My business.
Yeah.
In terms of keeping wasps
in a cage. I thought you said cave and I was like, proper.
Yeah.
Cage.
A cage, yeah.
Can you foresee any problems with trying to keep wasps in a cage?
You don't know how close the bars are together.
Yeah, it could be like a tea bag, like perforated. It's like a perforated cave.
That's not a cage, is it? That's a tent.
This is like cheese wire, but they're so close together.
Yeah.
So we can see into it, but the wasps can't get through it.
I think if we can see into it, the wasps can get through.
No way. They can't.
I think the cheese wire would have to be so close that it's basically a wall at that point or a fence.
Well, the poppadoms can get through it.
Okay.
The poppadom dust can.
Only the smallest fragments, but that's all you need to keep you going, just to tide you over.
Just walk around with a wasp. Do you want a cage of wasps in the corner of your meal, your dream meal?
Nah, you're all right, thanks.
Are you pro-wasp, anti-wasp, or are you sort of neutral about wasps?
I don't mind them at all.
Yeah, so if a wasp flies over to you...
I just think, be chill. I think it's like going somewhere and worrying about getting mugged. It's like, if you do, you're going to get mugged. If you're walking down the road being, I'm going to get mugged, I'm really worried about getting... You're going to get mugged. But if you just are chill... And that's how I think with wasps and bees, just be chill.
You ever been mugged?
No.
And you think that's because you've never worried about it?
I think it's because I've got an awareness of it, but I'm not fearful to the point of drawing attention to myself and thinking, is that person worried about getting mugged? They look like a great candidate for mugging.
You don't give off the mug me pheromones. Because, you know, muggers can smell that, can't they? They can smell the fear.
Yeah.
Like wasps.
Yeah. Just like wasps.
Yeah.
What's heavier, cage of muggers or a cage of wasps?
We need an amount.
Yeah, we do need an amount of muggers and an amount of wasps.
10 kilograms.
Well, they weigh the same.
It was a trick question.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in details.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Your dream starter, Michelle.
Because it's my dream, right? So it would be a triple melon Lost Mary vape and a cup of coffee.
You can take the girl out of modelling.
Yeah.
we didn't have vapes in my day. I wish.
Rewind to earlier.
We did.
You saying, become a stand-up comedian, can eat whatever you want. What's your dream starter? A vape and a coffee. Please.
That is fantastic. It's the first time that that vape has been on anyone's dream menu, I'll be honest.
I'm not a fan of a starter. Just bring me all the food.
Yeah.
It actually does my head in. Yeah. And if we're at a table and one personal's as a starter, piss off, I don't even want to eat with you now.
Well, yeah. that'd be me.
Because it's so inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that was me, because I'd want a starter, because I'm a starter boy. I love starters.
Yeah.
And if I was at a table of people who didn't want a starter, I would order a starter, but I would ask for my starter to be brought with my main.
That gave me the ick, you know, saying
did it?
That I'm a starter boy.
Yeah, no, it would do. Yeah, my wife says that. So, yeah, I would ask for my starter to be brought with the main.
Yeah, that's nice. That's considerate. Yeah, yeah.
That's considerate.
Yeah.
Would you want your vape to be brought with the main, or would you?
No, I'd say, if let's say I'm with you, a starter boy, I'd say you crack on with that.
Yeah.
And because you've been inconsiderate, I too am going to match that by vaping.
By vaping.
By you.
Yeah, yeah.
Eat your starter.
But then also I vape, so, you know, maybe I'd just have the same starter as you.
You wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't have triple melon, no.
But you would order a starter.
I would order a starter.
You wouldn't just go, yeah, I'll join you with the vape. Yeah. It's not. You are now magically holding a vape as well.
Yeah.
And it is the triple melon?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Do you stick to that flavour?
I've just started again, because like I've been hypnotised multiple times.
What? As it.
I just started vaping again in March, and I was just going to do it for a little while, but I'm in proper now. Mm-hmm. So there's a shop at the end of my road that does 5 vapes for £20. So now I just go in there and I'm like, I was doing a sort of pick a mix where I was like, oh, I'll get a grape, I'll get a Vimto one, I'll get a mango one. Yeah. And now I'm like, I'm having that. Thank you. In and out.
5 triple melons.
Yeah. 5 triple melons. Let's go.
Could you go back to you being hypnotised 3 times?
Well, maybe more, actually.
Yeah.
You've forgotten some of them.
Yeah. I've read the Alan Carr book. Nah.
Yeah. What?
And it does work.
Just how he got into comedy and stuff.
Yeah.
Alan Carr.
The No Smoking book. The Give Up Smoking Forever and Ever.
Alan Carr?
Yeah. Yes. He was a doctor called Alan Carr, and it's Alan Carr's the easy way to give up smoking.
Okay.
No, not that, but Alan Carr. Also, when someone brings up Alan Carr, the doctor who helps you give up smoking, it's a law that you then have to make a joke about Alan Carr, the comedian.
Yeah, I imagine. I'm glad I know that law now.
But I've got the audiobook of Easy Way to Give Up Vaping.
Oh!
Because I'm gonna try and give up vaping. But they have just taken the smoking one and just replaced all of the word cigarette with vape.
Yeah, I mean, there's the easy way to stop drinking and the easy way to stop eating everything. It's the same thing.
There's a cocaine one as well, you know.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I'd be interested to see what that one is, just replacing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bit more extreme.
Yeah,
surely.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a book you can get through quickly.
Yeah. because the point of the Alan Carr books is you keep doing the thing while you're reading the book, right? They say at the beginning, don't try and stop straight away. Read the book.
And that's the appeal.
Because
you're like, great.
Yeah. Especially as I'm listening to the audiobook, I've probably listened to one chapter in about 2 months.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, taking it slow.
I've bossed through that book quickly. Yeah. I've had days where I'm like, today is it. I'm just going to listen to that all day.
Yeah.
And then like a packet of fags later, 7 hours. I'm like, yay me, that worked.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah.
So triple melon and a coffee for the starter.
Yeah. What are the melons?
Do you know what?
What kind of melons is it if it's triple melon?
Do you know I think it's just one melon 3 times.
No, it can't be. It can't be.
Yeah.
Michelle, come on.
Yeah, it is.
It can't be that.
Do you know what I thought about it? But in my head, I just thought 3 melons, not 3 different melons. 3 of them.
So they pack 3 melons worth of flavour into one vape. Is that what it is?
Come on.
It can't be
if you had a double cheeseburger, you wouldn't be like, oh, well, what's the other burger? It's just another burger. This triple melon, it's 3 melons.
But I think at least you can see the burgers in a double cheeseburger, whereas that, you can't see anything,
Use
right?
Use your imagination.
Yeah, so you're imagining 3 melons in there, are you?
I'm saying not one. Pa-pow, 2 more. Melony.
Yeah, but...
Why is it so hard to get your head around?
Because it is a vape. So therefore, it's just one flavour.
Mm.
So like, you just call it melon.
Yeah,
if it's a strong melon flavour, just call it melon. But if it's 3 different types of melon you've put into it, then fair enough, call it triple melon.
But then
melon.
Wouldn't it be like, I don't know, I'm feeling more of a tri-melon or something. Do you know what I mean? But triple melon, it's just extra melon. It's 2 extra melons.
Well, yeah, I get both of your points. Triple melon does maybe it's like 3x melon, like, you know, like triple strength.
Well, it is yellow and
melon.
Is there melons this colour? I guess it's
not
be a blue watermelon,
melon.
Is it a cantaloupe?
Yeah.
Maybe,
and
yeah.
And what would that one be?
Like a honeydew.
Honeydew. Yeah, there you go.
That's the 3 melons you'd like in your vape.
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest, it doesn't taste of any of those melons anyway, right?
No.
It just tastes like chemicals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Delicious, sweet.
Yeah, yeah, that make you feel nice. What would you, James, if you vaped, what would be your flavor, your dream flavor?
Thank you for asking. Bakewell pudding.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I love a Bakewell pudding.
Yeah. Do you eat the cherry on top?
That's a Bakewell tart.
Is it a Bakewell tart?
I can fuck off.
Wait, what's a Bakewell pudding then?
Yeah, you get them in Bakewell. It's like much more, like, still almondy, but custardy as well. It's pretty dirty, and there's a secret ingredient.
There's no icing on the top either.
No icing on the top. It's a proper, like, pudding. Ed and I got one when we were on the run, and Ed split it in half of his hands, and we sat on a bench and ate it in the sun.
Really?
And then
what, just dry? Is there anything creamy
it's
in
quite,
there?
No, it's quite moist, though.
Very moist.
It's quite moist.
Is it a Bakewell slice, but round?
No,
it's more of a...
No.
It's thicker than that as well, isn't it? And I mean, it was delicious. But there's so many almonds in it and stuff that it stays really moist.
It's more of a marzipan vape then, really?
No, not a Bakewell pudding.
It would taste like marzipan, I think.
It's like almondy and custardy, so there's some vanilla-y kind of flavours to it as well.
Do you like a Bakewell tart, or is that like...
That's fine, but once you've had Bakewell pudding, you can't go back to a Bakewell tart. Mm.
Bakewell tart's more like a necessity thing. Like, not necessity, but like you'd buy it in a shop, innit? Like in a packet.
Yeah.
It's like the low end of things.
Anything that Kipling can make, I'm not interested in.
Really? Not even a French fancy?
He's basic.
French fancies are good, though.
They are good.
Yeah, French fancies are pretty good.
So you're having the vape, you've got the coffee.
What kind of coffee?
Yeah, what kind of coffee?
If it's a dream, it would be like a cappuccino in Rome. And you know they don't like serving it in the afternoon, do they?
No.
But I'd say, go on. And they'd go, all right then.
Yeah.
And that's what I'd have.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your dream meal involves an easily convinced Italian man.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd have three of them with the triple melon, because you know they never give you like the size that we want.
Mm-hmm.
They give you a little thimbleful.
They don't give Costa size, do they?
No. I'd say three.
Triple coffee, triple melon.
Yeah.
Three cappuccinos and a fat vape. Thanks. And a glass of water. I
mean. Whereabouts in Rome do you want to be? What view?
I reckon right in front of the, I can't remember what it's called.
Colosseum?
Nah, the other thing. Square one. Yeah.
Trevi Fountain?
Yeah, nah.
No.
Oh, actually, yeah, why not? Yeah, go on.
Trevi Fountain Square.
Yeah, in the evening.
In the evening.
Yeah.
And tourists knocking
Just
around?
Just me.
Just you and the man.
Yeah, and the man.
Yeah,
easily convinced man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And another... older Italian guy who's at a few tables away just for the authenticity, so I feel like I'm proper there.
Yeah.
Is he easily convinced or does it not matter? He's not involved.
He's not even talking. He just gives me a little nod and a wink.
Yeah.
That's quite weird, Michelle, actually. I'd be creeped out if it was just me in front of the Trevi Fountain, a man I didn't know sat quite far away, and every so often he winks at me.
Yeah.
I'd be really scared.
Yeah.
It depends how often he's winking. Triple wink.
Exactly. Yeah. Just not even a wink, maybe just a little nod and a smile while he lifts up his cup and has a sip of his beverage.
Mm.
Here's the problem with this whole thing. I would find it very hard in your situation, because you've got this easily convinced Italian waiter.
Yeah.
At some point, I'd be like, can you please jump in the Trevi Fountain? I would want him to jump in the Trevi Fountain, knowing that he's easily convinced that at some point he's going to go, yeah, okay, and he'll jump in it for me, for my amusement, and I don't think I should have that power.
Wow, that's a really dark thought to have, James. I don't know what to say about
that. Did your brain not go there? If you have a waiter that you know is easily convinced.
He's done something nice for me. Mm. I know, let me make him my slave. No, I would never think
I'm
that.
A slave?
I'd be like, I'm just going to tip
James
you.
James never said that.
Thanks for
I never
that.
Said he's my slave. I think he's more like a member of the Jackass crew.
Oh.
Like suddenly you realise all you have to do is, you know, tell them, do that crazy thing and they'll do it. You know, I'd find it very hard if I hung out with Danger Aaron or someone like that, and I'll be like, Danger Aaron, can you jump in the Trevi Fountain, please? I would say that at some point.
Yeah, you're Knoxville in that situation.
I'm Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah,
I'm Johnny Knoxville all the way.
I think this is preparing your stomach, appetite-wise.
Yeah.
Is it getting you ready for it?
Yeah.
But doesn't nicotine stop... appetite, though? Do you not think it's an appetite suppressant?
Yeah, but if you do it all the time,
yeah.
You don't notice, do you?
No.
Do you know what I mean? You just, your base level is nicotine.
Yeah.
And you do need to eat eventually.
Your dream main course.
Southern mac and cheese.
Southern mac and cheese.
American Southern mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Talk us through it.
You lit up when you said mac and cheese.
Yeah. Because I, like, some of my best mates live in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they just make banging mac and cheese. And growing up here, and my mum's not a big cooker, I don't really care about cooking. I'm not inspired by making food. And I thought mac and cheese was that nasty shit that you get in a can. Mm-hmm. That's what my mum would call. Mm-hmm. Do you want some macaroni, some cheese macaroni? And she'd just open up this can, it would flob out into a bowl. She'd chuck it in the microwave until it was steaming hot, and she'd like chuck a bit of pepper on it and just be like, try not to burn your mouth. And that's what I thought mac and cheese was. And then my Jamaican gran would make mac and cheese, but it was kind of like, Jamaican mac and cheese is quite like pie-like, sort of like quiche-like in the way that it's not like creamy. And then I went to the States and I had like southern mac and cheese, and I was like, this is it. This is everything I need in a meal. It's got pasta and it's got cheese and it's got like a nice crust. Woo!
Southern mac and cheese is good with all the other stuff that comes with it as well sometimes. Well, but you're just having it straight up, right?
To be honest, it's a standalone meal and I don't want to fuck it up with adding other things to it. But if we were really going to go all in, I would have an actual like black southern Thanksgiving dinner. But that, there's politics around it. Like, there is, because it's Thanksgiving. But also, just like all the different ways people cook it is like, do you know what I mean? Like, I had one friend who's from Kentucky and he made like sweet potatoes with marshmallows on them. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
I've had that. It's awful.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what are they doing?
So, for simplicity, a meal that I would be happy with, standalone, mac and cheese.
That might be my vape flavour, actually. Sweet potato
with marshmallow on it.
Yeah, yams.
Do you like that sort of stuff, don't you?
No, I've spoken about it on the podcast before. Yeah. I saw a pilot eat that.
Did you see a pilot eat it? Were you at an airport?
Me and him had flown into...
You got invited to go up to the cockpit for dinner.
Me and him had flown somewhere together. And he was like, do you want to go to a steakhouse? And I was like, yeah, all right. And then he ordered that as his side. And I was like, the fuck is that? You're a pilot. What are you eating that for? And he was like, I love these. I was like, that's crazy, man.
What does that mean? You're a pilot. Why are you eating that?
You're responsible for a lot of different people. And you just made a bad decision.
But also, I might have said this on the podcast before about this story, but I don't want to see a pilot eat anything that heavy. Because if I ate that, it's nap time, right?
Yeah.
I want to see a pilot eat light and nutritious.
I'm like, as long as they're not drinking, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, eat what you want. It goes on like, you just got to get it in the air, innit? Then after that, you can have a little sleep.
No. Yeah, but it's got to be harder to get in the air when you've had sweet potato.
He was just flying like a little plane.
Oh.
It's just me, him and his buddy.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a PJ. James was on a PJ.
Oh, baby.
A what? A PJ?
Yeah, a little private jet. Private jet.
No, it's if only. I'm not that cool. It was a mix-up.
They thought he was Kramer.
And then we landed, he was like, want to get a steak? I was like, yeah.
I can't believe you said yes. Of all people to say yes to a pilot asking you if you want to go and get a steak.
I thought, what am I going to do this again? You know?
Yeah, true.
But that's not your attitude. That is true, but also that's not James Acaster.
What are you talking about?
When am I going to do this again? When you're a man who regularly throws away unique experiences.
As if, when? Name one. Name one unique experience.
Well, is that a car? Because you never had them.
I always embrace new stuff.
No, that's absolute bullshit. Yeah, thank you. Benito's giving me the look I was hoping for.
What are you talking about? What's Benito nodding for? Look, I'd like to hear one example, Michelle, of any time I've turned down a unique opportunity.
How was the steak?
Can't remember. I was too busy looking at the pilot and being like, is that marshmallows on your potato? That's all I remember from it.
It's wild, isn't it? Especially if you're like, if you're invited over to someone's house and they're like bigging something up and you're like, oh yeah, great. And then it's like something like marshmallows on yams or potatoes, or you're just like, what the fuck is this?
It's very rare that I'll be introduced to another culture's food and think this is absolute trash.
Right.
Normally I think this is better than the UK. Everywhere's got a better food culture than the UK.
Everyone.
Yeah, but then when I saw the yams or whatever they were with marshmallow on them, I was like, America's fucked it, man.
Yeah, but then there's always something next to that is delicious.
Good. Yeah. Like mac and cheese.
Like mac and cheese, man, yeah.
How cheesy are we talking? Do you want to see that stretch?
100%. Yeah. I want it to be creamy, but also stringy. Mm-hmm. I want like 5 different types of cheese, and then like I want like a cheese sauce to be made, and then just more cheese and pasta and stuff added. I want to be like losing my mind at every stage that I see it being cooked.
Yeah.
And then I want it to come out and I want it to be like crispy brown on the top.
Bubbling.
Bubbling.
Mm. Bubbling hot. Patty Banton.
How much of that do you reckon you could eat? Because I think with mac and cheese and things like that now, I'd be like, if it was that rich, I'd be maybe halfway through, I'd be like, I've got to go and have a nap.
I reckon I could get through one serving, then have a little break, and then I could do slivers that would amount to another serving over the course of an hour and a half.
Are you reheating or are you just...
Nah.
No.
Room temperature.
Yeah, room temperature. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The cheese is coagulated a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you can slice it. You can take slices off.
Could drop it on my lap. Outfit's still fine. Pick that up, pop it in. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good metric to judge food by, I think.
Yeah,
can you drop it on your lap? I mean, I don't know, man. I'm getting messier and messier as I get older.
Are you?
I drop more and more on my lap.
Why? Is that because you're not worried about how you're eating it?
Are just
not...
sloppy, no attention to detail.
Right, so you're just shoveling it in?
Shoveling it in. Oh, I'm on tour at the moment, so I'm mainly eating in dressing rooms and it's mainly Nando's. So
how do you eat when you're on your own, right? Because I've noticed that there's times when, like, if no one's there, I just think, if someone could fucking see, like... Someone could see the way I'm boshing this meat. Like, it's disgusting. I feel like I used to, when I was eating on my own, still had some sort of, like, decorum or standard. Do you know what I mean? But now I'm just
self-respect,
like, I want to celebrate that I'm on my own and no one can see.
Talk us through the situation.
Just putting way more on a fork than any one person can fit in their mouth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous. But because I insist on having a bit of everything in one in one mouthful, but I just get really excited because I'm like, yeah. And I'm, by the time it's ready to come to my mouth, I'm like, what are you doing?
Are you worried that if you eat like that by yourself, that one day you're going to choke and no one's going to be around to save you?
No, just you're disgusting.
That'd be awful, though, if you choked to death and that's how you were found with the mouthful of mac and cheese, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But you're dead. Who cares? Can't be thinking about shame when you're not alive and in a... form to experience it.
That's true, actually.
Yeah.
Cool, I'll start putting more in my mouth when I'm alone.
Mm.
That's one of the first singles I bought, was Bubbling Hot by Patty Banton. Patty Banton and Rankin Roger.
Can I just talk you through what I do now to stop me dropping stuff on my trousers before I do a show?
Yeah.
So I buy a Nando's, and then it comes with napkins. They're very generous with the napkins, Nando's.
Shout out.
With the sachets of sauce anymore when you get a delivery?
Yeah,
I'd say eight out of 10 times they don't put the sachets in.
Yeah, but
it's a disgrace because they're trying to push you towards buying a bottle, which costs extra.
Yeah.
But they normally throw the sachets in for free. But that stopped in the last couple of months, actually.
Yeah, because
Nando.
They just live in your drawer. The sachets never get used. I use them
straight away. Yeah, because I'm on the road, so I'm not at home. So the sachets now, I had to buy a glass bottle and I've got to carry it around with me in my tote bag. All right, so system the other day, and I'm not by myself because my support act's in there. Napkin in the top, napkin tucked into the top of the trousers.
What the fuck?
And then try and lay a napkin here. So I've got straight napkins all the way down here. Weird feeling tucking a napkin into the top of your trousers.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other day, napkin in the top, paper bag that Nando's came in, lay that fully across the lap and put the plate on top of that. How are we feeling about that?
Well, I mean, just wave goodbye to all your dignity on tour at this point.
Yeah.
Isn't there a table?
Yeah, sometimes, but... Also, me and my support act want to have the laptop on, and sometimes there's a sofa, so I'd like to sit on the sofa and eat with the laptop showing whatever we're watching, and then my support act, she likes to sit on the floor.
Huh. Well, yeah. I would say that's necessary.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think it's a good system. It doesn't look great.
Yeah. I would be scared that there's some, like, stuff on the paper bag already.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be worried about.
Yeah, I've done
but
that.
I think that sounds legit.
Yeah.
Solid.
I think maybe you're right, and I do say no to unique experiences because I wouldn't do any of that. No.
What would you do?
I'd find a table.
Yeah.
Eat at that.
That's what I mean. Like, if you're in a dressing room, there's a table. Also, what are you doing eating before a gig? You absolute mentalist.
Well, it's normally like an hour and a half before the gig, so I need a clear hour and a half.
You got to remember as well, Ed and I, we're old men in the game at this point. We don't give a shit about our gigs.
I do need like 90 minutes. James will eat like a full three-course meal, leave the restaurant and walk straight on stage.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why.
At the end of the day, that's going to be the best part of my day is eating the meal.
It's genuinely what he thinks.
I'm not going to let this gig, which is going to suck ass.
Yeah, embracing new experiences, as
get in the way of it, and it's not new at this point. That's the problem.
Yeah, but it could be. Isn't
the meal, the meal's a new experience.
Right.
I'm in a new city, eating at a new place.
You're
that's a new experience.
You're in a new city doing performing to a new audience.
No, every audience is the same. Your dream side dish. Now, your main course is what a lot of people would choose as their side.
Yeah.
I'm not calling you out or anything. So your side dish for this big side is going to be interesting.
Chips.
This is more what I was hoping for from the statement at the beginning of, I used to be a model and now I'm a comedian and I can eat what I want. I was hoping for pasta and chips.
Pasta and chips. Carb Town.
Yeah. Chips.
Chip shop chips. Fries.
Well, not skinny fries. It would be like a decent American diner style chip. Definitely not chip shop chips, although I love chip shop chips, but I have chip chop shit chips.
Here we go. That was always going to happen.
With saveloy and salad cream.
What?
And that lives in its own world over there.
Chip shop chips with saveloy, fine. That's all available.
Yeah.
Salad cream.
Salad cream.
No.
For the tanginess.
My initial reaction was disgust.
Yeah.
But then I remember that I like to embrace new experiences. So I'm gonna try that one day. I like salad cream. I've just never had it with chips and saveloy, you know?
It's proper nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, make sure you cover your whole body in crepe paper or whatever. The fuck you do these days if you don't have that salad cream, man.
No, I just wear a white outfit for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if it's like a dream meal, then that's what I'd have. I'd have chips.
Yeah, you got to go for it. This is your dream.
Yeah.
What do you mean by the diner style? Are they like fries?
Yeah, they're like fries, but they've got bits of skin on them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
yeah.
Innit?
I love it. Skin on. Skin on, baby.
Yeah.
Skin on, but they're not like big skin on chips.
No.
They're like,
medium size.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Like a sort of Five Guys style fry.
Yeah, but not those ones.
But not those ones.
I think those are good.
Because you just pull the face like you hate them.
They're all right.
I like them.
They're all right. I mean, I love a Five Guys burger.
Yeah.
I'm on a bit of a Five Guys train at the moment because I only discovered it like a year ago.
Yeah, so you've got to get it all in now.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm like, what the fuck? I did a gig with Felicity Woon. She was like, we've got to go Five Guys. And I was like, do we? And then I was like, fucking hell, yeah, we do. This is delicious.
Didn't know that about Felicity Woon. I spoke to someone yesterday who once bought an entire Five Guys into the cinema with them.
What?
Don't get me upset.
Yeah.
I would, that is the sensory. I don't give a fuck about you lot.
Yeah.
Abuse of that is outrageous.
Yes. She did say, she did pause.
She said, I don't give a fuck about anyone.
No, she told us it and then she paused and she went, that was bad.
That's beyond bad.
Your dream drink, Michelle?
Orange Lucozade.
Whoa, we have never had this before.
We've never had Lucozade before.
Yeah, what? Orange Lucozade. It's just so delicious and lovely and refreshing.
Old recipe or new recipe?
What do you mean?
Well, it's been big controversy in my community, the type 1 diabetes community, because Lucozade is often used as hypo or low blood glucose treatment because it's got so much sugar in it.
It's a healthy hydrating drink that helps you run.
Yeah, it's a sports
drink,
right?
And it's really good if you're sick as well. It brings your health back.
Yeah, well, it brings type 1 diabetics' health back because if you've got a low blood glucose, you have like 3 sips of it and you're absolutely buzzing off it.
That's my drink.
It's not what it was.
So for a lot of people, that was their go-to thing in that situation. And then Lucozade reduced the sugar across the board. So type 1 diabetics who used to use it then were trying to use it and it wasn't hitting the same way.
So it's even healthier now than it was before.
It's even healthier now than it was before,
wasn't
ever
healthy, was it?
I like it. I don't drink it all the time, but if I'm hungover, I think, I'm going to have an orange Lucozade.
So you hungover for your dream meal?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I guess it would be a glass of white wine then.
Well, I don't know, so far.
That's changed pretty quickly.
So far, your meal to me does seem like a hangover meal. Because you're vaping and having coffee.
Yeah.
Then you're having a Big Mac and cheese and chips.
Yeah.
And then a Lucozade. It really feels like you've been
not
out the night
Big
before.
Not a Big Mac. Mac and cheese.
Big
Mac and cheese.
A Big Mac. Yeah, that is confusing, actually.
Yeah, it is.
A Big Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Big Mac and cheese.
Yeah
that is confusing.
Now you're saying it all like that, it does seem like a ridiculous meal.
I'll tell you what it seems like. It does seem like someone who professionally was not allowed to eat for years and doesn't really know how to do it still.
Yeah.
You're like the food equivalent of Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
You've been let out of the cave and now you're learning how to do life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think that a vape is a starter.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese is a main course and Lucozade is healthy.
You're going to lose your mind when you hear what I want for dessert.
Yeah, I mean,
prawn cocktail.
Yeah, a picture of a prawn cocktail.
Yeah.
But like, I want you to have the Lucozade more than the wine, because we never had Lucozade chose before.
Yeah.
Can I have Lucozade, please?
So it's quite exciting that someone's chose it.
Even though I just tried to piss on my chips.
I didn't piss on your chips.
Recipe.
Yeah, they did change the recipe. I was asking a follow-up question. I've got to say something, community. Michelle. It can't just be you listing things you want and then we go. You know, if I got a question, I'm going
to
ask the question.
As much as we would like that to be you have no idea how much we would love it if every episode was the guest just bangs off the here's what I want and then we go.
Yeah. That's only happened once.
Yeah.
With Dan Aykroyd, and it was the best day of my life.
Yeah. And people still come up to me and ask me about that episode. But what do you think of all the other Lucozade flavours?
Not fast.
No.
Not into
it. No. Original.
Pink lemonade?
No. I do the original, like, maybe once a year, just to remind myself that I really like the orange one.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to keep the orange one in perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
All I remember is that it shouldn't be used to replace the fluids lost when you have diarrhea.
What?
It says it on the bottle. I remember as a kid reading it and me and my friends thinking it was the funniest thing in the world.
Oh, well, they had to warn you that it was. Was there a rumour that it helped you rehydrate after diarrhea?
As kids, none of us, they had no concept of any of that anyway. So it's hilarious to us.
You didn't know what diarrhoea was?
We knew diarrhoea, but we didn't know that people were trying to replace fluids lost. We didn't know any of that, so we just thought every now and again, you get the shits and it's the funniest thing in the world. That's all we knew.
Yeah, man, diarrhoea song.
Yeah, yeah. When you're sitting on the grass and it comes out your ass, diarrhoea.
No.
Do you not remember the diarrhoea song? Comes at your bum like a bullet from a gun. Diarrhoea.
What?
We've never spoke about this before.
No, we genuinely haven't.
And we grew up in different boroughs.
Yeah.
What? No.
Yeah, that must. I assume that was UK wide, the diarrhea song.
No, I feel cheated. Maybe I've like forgotten it. Maybe this.
You don't forget the diarrhea song.
You don't forget it. If you've heard the diarrhea song, you do not forget it. That sticks in your head.
Yeah.
Shit.
I remember that. Bubbling hot, and then
they're not dissimilar.
Very similar songs. Like a soup in a pot, we are what? Bubbling hot.
Diarrhea. Like a soup in a pot, it's bubbling hot.
Diarrhea. Always ends up back here. Every single episode.
So don't try and do that with Lucozade, basically, but that is a delicious drink that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Do you remember, this is very London specific, the old Lucozade sign as you came into Hammersmith on the flyover?
Yeah.
It was a neon sign. It was a moving neon sign. I think it was an absolute icon. And they got rid of it and replaced it with a video screen.
Emotionally moving.
And also, like, this, neon LED sign that was
Hammersmith where? Like, when you was, like,
when you come in off the... If you were coming off the M4 and then going into Hammersmith.
No, because I grew up in London.
Well, clearly not.
You were never coming in off the
M4. Do you know what I mean? No, I don't remember.
Ben remembers, but he's the only one who can't talk on this, so I seem like an absolute nutcase now.
Yeah. Because you remember specifically where a certain sign was when you were growing.
It's a London icon. It's like, you know, changing the towers of London to an AI tower.
What?
Never mind.
Your dream dessert. Your dream dessert, Michelle. Now, you say we're going
to
lose it. We're going
to
lose our minds.
Well,
no. I didn't mean lose your minds in excitement, but I'd get, like, a cheese board.
Fuck you.
This is huge.
Fuck you.
I would get a cheese board.
Fuck yourself.
And thank you for that, Michelle.
Yeah, because you know when they're like, oh, do you want it? I'm like, I don't want dessert. I don't care about
dessert. Joe, I've sat here and put up with all this bullshit.
Is it because...
I was polite throughout this whole stupid menu.
I'm so happy.
The whole menu, I was disappointed to be as polite as possible.
Like, I'm a starter boy, James is a dessert boy, and you've thrown it both back in our faces.
Yeah, cheese balls. But before it comes, I'd like to... thank you. I would like to take my glass of wine. I've necked my orange Lucozade. I said, thanks, that was delicious. Can I have a cheese board with some crackers and maybe a bit of bread, actually, as well? Go on, fuck it. And I'll get a glass of wine. And while I'm waiting for you lot to chop that up, I'm going to stand outside and have a little vape and drink some wine and just take in the outside.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Admire the view, have a little vape.
You stink.
Yeah.
You stink.
Yeah, of what delicious would you, cheeses.
What would you like on your cheese
selection.
Board?
I don't care. I love all the cheeses.
Doesn't even care.
Give me all the cheeses.
That annoys me a bit, actually. But
yeah, why? I like like the soft cheeses and I like the
doesn't
hard
even know
cheeses.
The names of them.
No, I don't. Do you know what, actually, when I first went to Paris to do the shows, I was staying in this French guy's house and he came back and I'd like cleared out the whole fridge and just cleaned everything. And he was like, what? I was like, something fucking stinks in it and I don't know what it is, but I've like cleaned everything and I chucked away some like really expensive cheese because I thought it'd gone off. Do you know what I mean? It's a humble girl from South London. I'd never seen, I didn't know if a cheese smelled. I thought anything smells, I thought that's gone off.
I mean, that is a good point, isn't it? If something stinks.
Yeah, I opened up the fridge and I was like, fucking hell, something here is bad.
Did the French man get angry with you?
He looked at me like, you ignorant British peasant.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's why I'm looking at you right now.
Yeah, yeah. At the same time, I remember staying at someone's house who had a ham hanging up and they was like, do you want some? And I was like, you just got meat just hanging up. That's not even in the fridge. And you're like, oh, do you want some? And everyone's like, oh, no, this is delicious. And I just sat there thinking, you lot are fucking mental.
That sounds great. Whose house was that? I'd love a bit of ham
hanging
up.
That's brilliant. And like, where are you getting the...
But I'd never seen... I didn't know that ham was like... aged like out like that. I thought ham, you just got it in a pig and then it's in a packet.
It would be confusing.
Yeah, and I hadn't seen cheese before. Like that either. I hadn't had smelly cheese. And now...
You love smelly cheese.
I love ham that's been left out. And I love a smelly cheese. Yeah. Am I specific about it? Nah, it all looks good to me. I'll have a mini baby bell and I'll have that bit of stinky brie.
Crackers with that?
Yeah, just some little bits.
Well. Crackers earlier.
Yeah, little crustinis or whatever they're called. Oh, nice. A couple of them. Yeah. A little bit of jammy stuff.
Horrible.
Yeah.
All this is horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, that and a big glass of white wine. And also, I'm just nipping out for a second and I'm going to have a little vape. Or if it's a really busy restaurant and there's like vibes, I might just look at you and vape right there and just sort of think on it. You know, sometimes, you know, like how like... Sometimes if you're trying to be too discreet about passing someone drugs, you just think, look, I'm just going to put it on the table, you take it. Because then otherwise it makes it weird, doesn't it? And then people are going to look. And that's how I
love
I treat
that you're
vaping.
Doing all of this to me.
All that's directed at
us. As if I know anything about discreetly giving people drugs.
But that's because this often happens on the podcast. Is that they go, well, obviously not him. They look at me and go, obviously not him. So then by default, they assume that you know about that sort of stuff.
No, No, you're just closer to me on this table. Yeah. That's all. I'm just saying.
You directed all of that towards Ed. And you were like, Ed knows about drugs.
Yeah. I think it was more than
Kramer
you.
Won't know what I'm on about.
Also, you've given me a bit of a cold shoulder now with the cheese suggestions.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm trying to.
I hate your guts.
You know, yeah, exactly. I sense it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm very annoyed.
Yeah, I can't
believe it.
Yeah,
I'll chuck all of that cheese board in the Trevi Fountain.
Would you?
Yeah, I'll bring it out. I go, who ordered the cheese board? Well, it's either me or that old man who's nodding.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, here you go. And as I'm about to put it on the table, I go, wah! And I'd hoik it all. Yeah. And it'd go, and splat into the Trevi Fountain. Yeah. And I'll be like, you go and get that in the Trevi Fountain if you want it.
Michelle doesn't need to. She's got someone who'll do that for her.
Yeah.
The waiter.
The suggestible Italian man.
Yeah.
Go retrieve my cheese board.
No, listen, like, that's you who said that. That's what you'd be up for doing. I think that's fucking dark, to be honest.
I'll do that to you.
I think it's fucking dark that you're like, oh, you're going to give me a cappuccino? You seem like someone who's suggestible. How about getting in the fountain? I'd just be like, oh, thanks for the coffee. This place is lovely. You're like, how can I push it one step further?
Yeah, I would be like that.
Yeah.
It's twisted.
That is me.
Yeah.
Twisted.
Same with like, I don't like this. I'm chucking your cheese in the fountain, which is outrageous.
I saw someone do that once.
No, you didn't.
What? Well, it wasn't with cheese ball, but I saw someone...
chuck cheese in a fountain. Did you really, James?
It was a coffee.
Did you?
It was a coffee in a river.
A coffee in a river.
Yeah.
That's like saying it rained one day. What do you mean a coffee in a river is like throwing cheese in a fountain?
Yeah. Well, the guy was like, we're in a beer garden in Ireland, and the guy was like...
You are pulling this story out of your
No, I've heard
bum.
This story before,
oh, really?
To be fair.
It's like, was everyone... We're having Guinness, and one of the comics, it was all comedians, went, I just want a coffee. And he was like, right, okay. He came back, put all the Guinness down, he went, got your coffee here? And it was like on a board because it had all the sugar and everything. And he went, here you go. What? And then threw it in the river.
Ooh.
We all really laughed. And they went, sorry, I'll get you another one. He did it again.
That's great.
It was really good when he did it again.
It is good.
And I really loved it when he threw the coffee in the river.
You know what, though? That's such a, like, I'd be scared that if I did that, no one would laugh, and then you would just...
Yeah, that's big. You have to know that that's your personality.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me just menu back to you now, see how you feel about it.
Yeah.
You want a glass bottle of still water. You would like poppadoms and bread. You would like, for starter, triple melon vape.
Lost Mary vape. Yeah.
With three cappuccinos. Please. In Rome, in the evening, in front of the Trevi Fountain, with a glass of water.
Yeah.
Main course, American Southern mac and cheese. Side dish, skin on, diner style chips. Drink, orange Lucozade. And for dessert, a cheese board with crackers.
Yeah. It's been a while since we've had a cheese board. Oh, this is exciting.
This sounds decent.
Yeah. That's
if I put all of this on the table,
decent.
We would be like, come on.
What are you talking about? If you put all of this on a table, it would barely fill the space in front of you.
No, we don't know about size. We haven't spoken about a mac and cheese. This bit in the middle, that's a mac and cheese.
Big mac and cheese.
Yeah, we got some little fries around the side. How many fries do you want when you're eating mac and cheese anyway? And then I'm like, don't worry about that. Just, we got a little cheese board coming for after.
A lot of cheese knocking around in this meal.
Yeah, there's a lot of cheese knocking around. Cheese is delicious.
Yeah.
It's an awful menu.
Yeah, but it's my menu, isn't it? I'm not saying come over to my house for a dinner party. You said, what is my dream menu? That's it for me.
I know, but like, this is like so bad that even though I'm not eating it, I find it offensive. I find it offensive that you're eating it.
This is basically, if you pick a cheese board, unfortunately, Michelle, you're tainted in James's mind. You're done.
Well, you don't have repeat guests, do you? So it don't matter, does it? This is a fucking banging menu for me, for my palate. Do you know what I mean? When you make up your menu, it's not going to be that, is it?
Damn right.
Yeah.
None of this is showing up on my menu at all, especially this cheese board.
Yeah.
And I'm not vaping.
It's a good point.
Cool. All right, then.
This is.
It's delicious.
I love the mac and
cheese.
I think the mac and cheese sounds really nice.
Do you not like cheese?
Mac and cheese as a side, sure.
Do you like mac and cheese?
Yeah.
Do you like chips?
Yeah.
Obviously, you like chips.
Don't
be difficult.
Yeah.
Do you like a cheese board?
No. Yeah.
You do.
No,
you do.
But not as a dessert.
No. But do you like those things?
I would not like any of this together. I like loads of stuff, but not together. None of this together.
Yeah, but
this is a sad.
I think a lot of the sweetness in the meal is coming from the vape.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need, and the orange Lucozade.
Yeah,
not sweet anymore.
Palate cleanser.
Not sweet anymore.
Yeah, not sweet anymore. But still delicious.
Orange Lucozade is not delicious. I'm not getting that.
I feel like you are just giving me a lot of resistance now. And I think you have to remember I'm your guest.
Yeah.
All right. You asked me to come. I pulled this menu out of my ass.
I was against it. These guys want you to come. We had a vote and I was outvoted.
That's my menu.
There
cheese,
you
don't you love cheese?
Cheese is fine.
I famously love cheese. I think it's delicious.
It's
so
amazing,
I love
isn't
that
it?
Menu. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about when you met Jeffrey Epstein.
What? What? Well, that explains it. That explains for me. That explains how bad that meal is. Some of it, the evil rubbed off on you.
Thank you so much for coming to the Dream Restaurant, Michelle.
Thank you for having me, Ed. James.
Get lost. Get lost, Michelle.
Well, there we are. The wonderful Michelle de Swart. Nearly came to blows with you at the end there, James.
Horrible menu.
It was very beige. Very
That's the
beige
least menu. Of my complaints. And that would usually be bad.
Yeah.
So imagine that. That's so bad, I didn't even get to the fact that it's incredibly beige.
I like mac and cheese, so, you know, sometimes it can be disappointing, but the one she was describing was very, very good. So I was into that. I wouldn't be having chips with mac and cheese, personally. To be honest, she was eating like she was running a marathon 2 days later.
Yeah.
She was carbing up.
Yeah, I...
You're right, man.
I mean, the cheese board is the least of my... It's not even the least of my... obviously, the cheese board just tipped it over the edge.
Yeah.
But, normally, I'm fine with people skipping a starter. I love it. I mean, you know, listeners will have heard it.
Yeah.
When Michelle said no starter, I was really loving it. Yeah. Looking at your face.
Yeah.
Little did I know.
But then she picked a vape, so I was into that.
Yeah.
Vape and coffee. I thought that was quite a good idea, really.
And then she didn't really know any cheeses or
even what that annoyed me.
The quince jelly was called.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, that must have rubbed you up the wrong way.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to take her on at that point because she had a sort of laser vision set on you. So I was quite enjoying that.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess another episode that we won't be releasing.
I don't know
why we're bothering doing this outro, because we're not going to release this episode.
This episode is going out, definitely.
There's loads that we haven't put out.
Thank you so much to Michelle as well for not saying shredded daikon or the white stuff you find in a box of sushi sometimes.
I'd have loved it if she said that.
Not the rice.
Would have made the menu better. Yeah. Very rare that the secret ingredient would improve the menu.
Well, she didn't say it, so we should let you know that Spent, Michelle's new show, is on BBC Two now and also on iPlayer. So do make sure you go and watch that. She is brilliant.
Fair enough. Do watch that.
Yeah, do watch that. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back next week with another episode of the Off Menu podcast with Ed Gamble and James Acaster.
That's us.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, and I am the host of the award-winning podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. I have daily author interview podcasts, over 1,600 of them that I've recorded over the last 5 years. Hear from all your favorite best-selling authors, celebrities, and more, even if you're too busy to read the books. Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Again, that's Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Listen today.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.